Austin.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
I went to a Cirque Dreams show over the weekend. Shut up. I hate the end of this song. Cirque Dreams. It's like a Cirque du Soleil, like, offshoot. And it's funny because whenever I've spoken to people who do like Cirque du Soleil and stuff like that about that, they're always, they kind of go like, no, that's not Cirque du Soleil. It's a kind of like a different type of thing or whatever.
Yeah, and you love those Cirque du Soleil shows.
I love Cirque du Soleil, Melissa. Cirque du Soleil. I need to specify that right now because the okay. show that I went to on Friday night was hot garbage.
Wait, hold on. Before you continue, are they a sponsor? Just want to double check.
I don't know.
Okay.
Are they? I don't think they are.
Okay.
Can you check Black Machismo?
I mean, it's kind of late. You already said it was horrible, so.
Well, okay, the one I went to. Okay, this is why. The one I went to, it was Friday night. Maybe Saturday and Sunday shows were off the charts.
Maybe you got like the B and D list actors.
I got the absolute. Okay, so.
The understudies.
I've been to a ton of these shows, right? And there are times that I'm sure the performers mess up. I'm sure they do. But they recover. They do such a good job of recovering
yeah.
that there are times that I'll watch and I'm like, wait, did they just I don't even know if they messed up or if they meant to do what just, you know, like one of those
yeah.
type of things. That's not what I saw Friday night. I've never seen a performance. This one guy performed. He was doing, I don't even know what. It looked like he had this, like, picture like a really, really short, thin jump rope. And he had what looked like a plastic. It was like a plastic in the shape of an hourglass. And he was doing, like, all these tricks with it, like flipping it up, catching it with the rope and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Melissa, he messed up so much. Again, I've never seen this before, that he literally, in the middle.
What, he give up and walk away?
In the middle of his, he didn't walk away. He just gave up, put the thing down, went to the front of the stage and gave like a head nod like, I tried.
Shut up.
And then he walked up. And he was just one of multiple people that messed up. Now, the other ones, I give him credit. The other ones who like messed up, the little juggle guy, the guy. You know those father-son tricks where the father lays on his back and throws his kids up in the air and flips them?
Yeah.
He tossed his kid so far at one point, I thought the kid was going to fall off the stage. Like, the kid fumbled and, like, fell a little bit, almost fell off the stage. But at least they recovered.
Do you know if it was the first night? Was it the very first night of it?
No.
Oh, my God. I was trying to give him a benefit of the doubt.
No.
Ah, they're working out all the kinks.
My whole thing is, like, I wonder what they do after that. Like, do they, like, you know, do they go in the back, like, and
be
do
like,
they,
damn it.
Yeah, like, do they, like, you know, insult them? Like, you suck.
Right.
Do they get yelled at by,
you're
like, a coach?
You're bringing us down. Man,
yeah,
like,
do the other, like players like yell at them or do they like try and hold them up? Like,
I don't know.
Man, come on, you would have had that field goal, you know, like one of those type of things.
But the fact that you, because you're not really like, I don't know, I don't want to say you're smart, but like when it comes to stuff like that, you don't really notice a lot of stuff. But the fact that you are sitting here saying how obvious it was that this was happening,
well, like I said,
feel like everybody was like, what the hell are we watching?
They normally, people are applauding because they felt bad.
Oh,
they were like, yay. And I'm like, don't applaud. He didn't do anything. I could have done what he just
did. And how long is this in town for?
They left yesterday.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.